Working from home
or back in the office?
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, thanks for listening and calling today. Thanks to Bleck and Abdallah. It's time for Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie on this Monday. They will get you home until White Sox and Rays as the Sox continue the road trip in Florida. What's up, boys?
This is a team they dominate, too.
I guess.
Okay.
So you can't live and die with a team when they're 8-26. I'll always love the White Sox, but you can't live and die with them.
They're going for 4 in a row against the Rays, aren't they?
Yes, they did sweep them. They did, yeah. And now they've won 2 in a row because they won back-to-back games over the weekend.
Baseball City, USA.
Hey, baby, 8-26. Let's go. We're reminiscing about the days when you could have our winter sports teams playing deep into this time of year. And in this century, it's only happened twice where they each won a series.
Really?
13 and 15.
Isn't that incredible?
13 and 15.
I heard you mention that. I mean, like, think about, well, and think about all the years it's been for each team in general to win a series. When was the last time for each team that they've won a series or a game in a playoff? Like the Bears. The Bears haven't won a playoff game.
Since January of 2011.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that is what? 13 years.
The White Sox is 19 years.
It's 2005.
It was the 2010 season for the Bears. The game was played in January of 2011.
Yeah. Sylvie's right. It's like 14 years.
So the Cubs haven't won since 2017 a series. Against Bears, Washington.
That's 7 years.
And the Bears and the Bulls haven't won since... I'm sorry, the Bears and...
The Bulls
and the Hawks haven't won since 15.
15. Yeah,
haven't won a series since 15.
Think about that. So we're talking about not one playoff win in this town since 2017.
The Cubs would have been the last in 2017.
Not one team.
Now compare that to Boston.
Yeah, it's... Rough.
Like, I was watching Cleveland win last night at Game 7. I'm like, big deal. They beat Orlando. Big deal. They're going to get swept or a gentleman's sweep against the Celtics. I'm like, and then you start thinking, well, it is sort of a big deal. We haven't won a playoff game or a series in this town with our five teams, our five big five teams,
in
7 years. A 7-year drought.
You get five cracks at it, too, you know, and you still can't. Five cracks.
How sick is that?
A 7-year drought. That is
depressing,
man.
It's depressing.
And Dallas has two teams still alive.
Yeah.
And New York and Boston. It's like, man, oh, man. Remember the good times? And we didn't experience it too much. Like I said, the only time they've each won a series was 13 and 15. There was some more overlap, or at least they were both.
But
in
I heard
the
you earlier when you were talking about like the days when the Bulls and the Blackhawks
every
were both
night.
In the postseason. And it was like, you were switching on and off every night watching a game that had meaning.
It was awesome.
92 was the best year,
yeah,
right?
92 was the they both.
Now you get gassed up for a Crystal Palace Man U event.
Isn't that what they're all excited about?
Yeah, Premier League.
Premier League, they say, is going to be an exciting finish. It's coming down the stretch.
Fantastic.
But they don't do playoffs.
No, I know.
Teams. These two not involved.
No, these two are not involved.
Yeah. These two not involved. Welcome back, guys. How are you?
Maybe the Cubs are the first team to break that trend.
I think they could. The Cubs, I think, are pretty good. You got some bullpen
issues. I'm with you. It's not perfect, but I'm with you. If I had to put my money down, I'd bet on them winning the Central.
Oh, yeah, I would. I'd bet them to win the Central.
Yeah.
They're the favorite. They're like a plus 120.
Were they the
favorite
to start the season?
They were in some spots. Milwaukee was in a couple places.
Yeah. Got a good number.
Or not Milwaukee. St. Louis, believe it or not, was in one.
No, Cincinnati was, Carm.
I thought it was Cincy.
I think you're right, Carm. I think it was St. Louis.
I'm pretty sure St. Louis.
St. Louis was the.
In a couple of books, St. Louis was a small favorite over them. And
Pittsburgh early, they were hot.
And I didn't see it. Because I remember talking to Jesse about it. I'm like, with that pitching, Sonny Gray's been great. But I'm like,
he's a friend.
That pitching staff and Arenado and Goldschmidt getting older, and I don't know.
Watching them play the White Sox is a chore.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's tough.
How about a three-hour rain delay for the battle of those two Titans?
I tapped out at that point. I was like, that's okay. I mean, I watched. I was hoping they were going to finish it, and then John Schifrin did not like that the umpires.
We have that. Do you?
And Dan Iasonia is now walking towards, and oh no! Here comes the grounds crew.
Oh, I had
a
dinner reservations?
Come on! Let the White Sox finish it.
Careful what you ask for.
Everyone leaving the field. And John Brebbia.
He is not happy.
One out to get. And he's not going to have the opportunity to get it right now.
Come on. I mean, really?
Really.
One out away from getting the win. And the umpires pull everybody off the field.
Listen to it rain. It was a hurricane, wasn't it? I didn't see it, but I heard
monsoon. It was a monsoon. The truth of the matter is, they were lucky that that thing didn't get post, or at least delayed 10 minutes earlier, which it should have.
Yes.
And then he was getting all mad and bent out of shape that they put the tarp on then.
It was a monsoon.
And then, like, I heard Jack, or this morning, Jack McGrath, who was in for Shea today, who was right. The reason why it was 3 hour delay was because it took a half hour to fix the field because the umpires let this thing go way too long. So it should have been delayed. I texted you guys. I was watching the game saying, I can't believe they're still playing. Schriffen wanted this thing to still go. And then he's yelling at the umpire. Like, do you hear Stoney in there once agreeing with him?
No. Because it was insane that they had let it go that long, and they were doing everything they could to try to let it go.
He says a lot of things that you can't agree upon.
They couldn't get a baseball that wasn't soaked from the time the umpire took it out of the bag to get it to the
next
pitcher.
Thing you know, someone's
taking, how hard it was raining.
Someone's taking one in the face at some point, too, because the pitcher can't control it.
And I texted these guys, because a lot of us happened to be watching it in the afternoon, and Sylvie said, I can't believe they're playing. I'm like, neither can I. I'm like, and now this guy's like pandering to White Sox fans about let the White Sox finish one. I'm like, finish one?
Come on.
Like, it was.
And Dan Iasonia is now walking towards, and here comes the grounds crew.
In a boat.
Yes.
Come on.
Canoeing.
Let the White Sox finish it.
Let the White Sox finish it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you hear? I guess yesterday, too, the fellas were telling me upstairs, and they had
Paul DeJong, star of the game.
Paul DeJong, a monster game in game three of this series. You win it 2-3 over the Cardinals. I'm going to call you, Paul. I appreciate that. Congratulations. Yes, monster game
nice
today.
Nice job. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Wait a minute, John. What? You want to repeat that again? What? Monster game. No, hold on. I'm very honest man. I'm an honest person. Wait a minute. John.
He had
2-for-4, one strikeout, one RBI, two run.
Two doubles. Yeah.
That's a good game.
It's a good game. It's not a monster
Thank
game.
Thank you. It's a good game.
John needs to pump the brakes.
No, it's okay. I like
that. He's got a target on him now. He placed it on himself.
I never look at my phone like, wait a minute. I got to look at the phone to see monster game. You think he's 4-for-4, five RBIs, home run? No.
The way the Sox offense has been going, that's a monster game.
It's still 2-for-4.
It's even his own network.
He's put the bullseye on his own back.
Shohei had a monster game yesterday.
Yes.
Shohei had two home runs. One of them went 460 feet. Oh, and that's a monster game.
And then he said 2-3. What was the 2-3? He meant two of three.
Two of three.
Paul DeJong, a monster game in game three of this series. You win it 2-3 over the Cardinals.
Yeah, two. I think I know.
The score was 5-1, yeah.
Yeah, score was 5-1. And it's hard to win 2-3. You can win 3-2, I guess. But yeah, I mean, two doubles is not a monster game. That's a good, nice game.
It's good.
Hey, Paul DeJong, couple doubles. Nice game.
It's a nice game. Good.
The hyperbole is just, I guess, what is. There's a lot. There seems to be a lot of hyperbole.
Well, and again,
is there anything to him? He's youthful. He's young.
He's 40.
He's trying to make an impression.
Isn't he?
I thought he was older. He's 39. Yeah.
39?
Oh, I didn't know. He's way older than I thought.
Inexperienced
at his job with the White Sox.
He looks good for his age.
Maybe he's trying to over-impress. You know?
Wasn't he in the news? Someone said he was in the news business for a while.
He was a news anchor. Yeah. Or a reporter. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
He played a high level of baseball. He played college baseball. I think he went to an Ivy League school.
Dartmouth, yeah.
He went to Dartmouth.
I'm going to focus on the action on the field, not the action in the booth.
Wow, that's tough.
Then he's shooting himself in the foot.
Just hit on it. He's trying a little too hard.
Right. Yeah, and if he's going to say dumb stuff, let's make fun of him.
You were focusing on the field, though.
But I said, if he says dumb stuff, we can
then,
go
then
ahead.
He's fair game.
We'll put him on the tee, and we'll drive 233 yards down the...
233,
that's
I
all
it.
I can
that's
do.
Awesome.
I mean, it's 233. That's
that
the most
great
I can
that
get.
You're so
that's
realistic.
With a roll. That's
see,
with a roll.
See, that, see, John, that's not hyperbole.
No,
you,
John,
that's me
John
being vengeful. That's, like, that's it, right? That's what you want a little bit more of. You know, you're going to say, let's put him on a tee at a 305. He can't hit a 305.
Hit 305.
He hit a 230. That's a good drive for us.
I'd have to hit
right
that
down the middle.
I'd have to hit a runway for it to go 300 yards.
No, hit it down the road, like in Tin Cup.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, just some of the hyperbole, I guess, is.
I did not hear the patented Southside stand up when they won.
No,
I was actually watching the end of the game for that.
I think he'll.
I thought he trademarked that.
He probably pumped the brakes.
He didn't trademark that. Copyright it. They're going to put on T-shirts.
I
heard.
Just think if, like, in 3 years they are good and they win, like they clinch the division.
Yeah.
He's really going to let us hear it.
Yeah.
Will he be in 3 years?
I don't know.
Well,
let's do 5 years. That's about the
Carm. Based on what's going on the South Side right now, bring it on, please. I hope he in 3 years from now has the ability to kick us all in the nuts.
What will happen first?
I'll take it.
Will he be here? When the Sox win, like by the time the Sox win,
we can only hope the Sox
will he
won't
be the
here.
Announcer?
I mean,
we can only hope the Sox won't be here.
I told you
if they ever move, to Nashville, I'm getting my CDL. I'm getting my CDL
down.
Certification. I will be driving the first Paul Arpin truck down there.
Yeah, Nashville doesn't want them.
Of course,
I don't
not.
Think so. Nashville wants their own.
They're looking for a winner.
No, I mean, like, as an expansion city wants a team of their own to start fresh.
Yeah,
they don't want to.
I would say.
What nickname do we have?
I would say yes, Sylvie.
What nickname do we have for them? The Nashville what? What would they be?
The Nashville.
The Nashville.
Honky Tonks.
No, the Nashville Nuggets. You know.
The Nashville Nuggets.
The Nuggets. Yeah, like Nuggets of Gold. Come on.
Is there a lot of gold in Nashville?
Well, who knows?
Don't you remember the great gold rush of Nashville in the
1800s? I don't know. There might have been.
Don't you remember that?
How about the Nashville Polka Sharps?
No. It'd have to be something with music, like the Nashville Notes or.
No, I don't like it. I mean, really? Notes? Just notes? Or the Nashville Notes? Nashville. The Blues already got the.
Right,
the
you
blues.
Got St. Louis. You got the Blues.
I mean, can't you give me a playoff of country music that's a little bit better than just notes?
The
oh, boy, you're
why don't we workshop this
ball.
One?
Workshop them. Workshop this one in there. What about the Nashville Nats?
I'm workshopping it with you.
Is that G-N-A-T-S? Yeah. Or is
what
that...
about the
come
na-
on.
What about the Nashville...
Give us
about the Nashville Numbnuts?
Yeah. That's not good alliteration.
You got something.
You know, the Nashville...
Now we can move the team there.
That won't be back up. How about the Nashville Country Cookers? You know, something, you know...
Now, but Country
different.
Cookers. What is that?
Who knows?
The Nashville...
Hot Chicken Sliders.
Hot Chickens. No, yeah, the Nashville Hots. There you go, the Nashville
there
Hots.
There you go, the Nashville Hots. The Nashville Q's.
The Hot Sox.
The Nashville what?
The Hot Sox. The Nashville Hot Sox.
I like Nashville Q's,
I think we
man.
See this one.
Nashville Wings.
Chicken Wing.
Nah, but it's the Hots.
Didn't their minor league team used to be in Nashville? The White Sox?
They're the Sounds, I think. The Nashville Sounds.
Yeah, the Nashville Sounds.
There you go.
I think so.
Take the minor league name.
Maybe
they
moved
to the big leagues.
They moved to Charlotte.
Yeah, I think they went from Nashville to Charlotte. Don't you know your
you
team's history?
Right about, I don't remember.
You calling him Bill Veeck too?
No, Bill Veeck. You might be right about that, though, Sylvie.
How about the Nashville Banjo Pickers?
No.
You got to pick. You got to pick a banjo, guys.
I think
Nashville pick and grin.
I think we nailed it with the Nashville Hots.
That's the Nashville Hots.
That's pretty good.
All right, I like it.
Really?
Hots spelled H-A-U-T-S.
Hats. Hots. Are you talking like hats, H-A-R-T-S from Boston and Nashville Hats?
Hots. What do you think, Tommy?
I think the Numbnuts. If it's this team, I think we stick with Numbnuts.
This team could be nicknamed the Numbnuts.
Jerry's
going to
get his new stadium. They're going to stay here.
No, he ain't getting his new stadium.
Oh, he'll get it. He will.
There ain't no stadium in play here.
He will.
Which is first. Again, like that's who wins the race. Sox or Bears?
I don't think so. I think the Red Stars win the race.
The Bears are asking for more.
I think the Red Stars win the race.
Wasn't there another trip?
Have Red more Stars problems. Problems.
I think the Mayor's, in Springfield today, right? I don't know if the Bears stadium is on their agenda to speak, but I believe the Mayor is in Springfield today.
The Bears have more obstacles, though, I think, on the lake with the Friends of the Park.
Did you see their new thing that they're asking you to sign? We talked about this on Friday.
No.
The Bears sent out a whole a whole electronic campaign on their digital side.
Let your congressman or your...
You fill out your address, and then it sends a stocked letter to your state rep.
Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Do you think a lot of people are buying into it? Like, they immediately send
it? We had one caller, so we took calls, and we had one caller said they would sign it.
Out of how many, you think? Like,
we took 38 calls. No. How many calls did we take? No, 10.
Was it?
Okay.
12.
I wonder if that's a good representation of what the actual number will be. Well, 10% of the people who get that make, you know, say, okay, I'll
see some of the new renderings, too. They have, like, girls outside playing soccer.
Oh, really?
On the field in front of the colonnades.
Anybody using the new toilets?
They don't have any pictures. That's a good point.
That's what I'd love to see is, like, all the toilets with the feet dangling underneath, you know, really, because, I mean, it was, Kevin Warren made it a point, right, that there's going to be new bathrooms. And if you're going to make it a point, it's one of your feature items or new bathrooms, don't I want to see some footage from the commodes?
No. Not really.
These battle-tested commodes we've had, too.
Let's see.
Where's the park? If I'm going to take my daughter down there to play a soccer game, where am I parking?
Where are you parking?
So here it is, right
Nowhere.
Here.
Yeah.
So it says, the original vision for Chicago's lakefront was to bring people together. Yeah. Ooh, picture of the stadium.
I keep saying that.
And now, what is this? This is what I was trying to figure, Carm.
What is that?
Now, it looks like there's an event going on in the stadium, and it says for cultural, recreational, and amusement purposes. Now, what's this? It looks like a big light show with people outside here, too.
It looks like this is almost a theater or stage.
A theater in the park. Maybe it's Simon and Garfunkel.
It looks like something's going on in here, too, though. Doesn't it?
People gathering then to watch something like on a screen.
Maybe it's the Smashing Pumpkins making something happen out there.
I'll be with Billy next Tuesday, by the way.
Tell myself. Yes. Tell myself.
At the tea shop at
The tea what shop?
They own a tea shop in Highland Park.
Oh, okay. What are you doing? Like an appearance up there?
I'm emceeing he has a new reality TV show.
Coming up.
It was a big highlight for me. They asked me to MC.
Wow.
We're doing a watch party and I'm emceeing the interview with him and his wife. Yeah, afterwards.
What's the name?
Where's
of
it?
The,
what's the entity? Where's it gonna be?
CW.
Okay.
Yeah.
CW.
They're partnering with the CW.
The new home of White Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
What's the name of this reality show?
Let me pull it up here. It's like featuring him and his family. They just got married. They have two children.
Picking pumpkins. What's it called?
NWA. A little bit about music. Everything about it's called Canaryland.
Official.
It's called Adventures in Canaryland. And
interesting. Is there a lack of oxygen there? They need canaries, or what's going
canary
on?
Canary in a coal mine.
First of all, Adventures in Carnyland. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Well, Carnyland. That's a little bit different than Canary.
Clean that up before you go host this thing.
Wow. You're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Canaryland.
What?
You're the butcher.
Adventures in Carnyland.
Carnies.
Carnies.
Small hands. Smell like cabbage.
My eyes are terrible.
Adventures in Carnyland.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
By the way, I know we only have a few minutes before you guys, you know, our taillights here.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Can you explain to me what they're doing? Why are they leaving NBC Sportsnet to go to another entity that it doesn't sound like has the infrastructure to carry these games?
I don't know. You know, the speculation and the there is a connection between this media company and the hedge fund that bought Bally's.
Right.
And so maybe there's something that they're planning with like a casino / stadium.
And all three teams are involved with that?
Maybe. I don't know.
I do not know.
Naming rights, maybe?
Naming rights, potentially.
Good
call.
But I mean,
Will they be over the air? Which is interesting. Now all of a sudden the trend is these teams are going back to over the air.
Over the air?
The Jazz, the Suns, the Knights, the Kraken next year.
Was that because the all they're doing up on the north side, despite having a really fun team, is crying poor.
The marquee doesn't make the money they
thought. No, that they're hemorrhaging cash.
Weren't they supposed to tell us how great it was going to be? What's wrong with marquee?
But my point is,
over the air.
But if you were going to do that, why wouldn't you just renegotiate with NBC Sports Chicago? Or is that entity going away regardless?
That could be.
Could be. Like,
what's going on, Carl?
I have no idea. It's way above my head.
Well, I tell you what, Cappy got out of there just in time, huh?
Yeah, right? It's way over my head. I have no clue.
Haven't there been other cities where they've kind of closed the doors on those entities?
They have. Absolutely, they have. Portland Trailblazers were the last entity on one of them.
Really?
Northwest. And when they went back on over the air, then boom, they just kind of dissolved.
When you've got nothing to air, what do you air?
Oh, well, no, you're right. I mean, look, if those teams leave, I mean, don't they shut the doors over there?
I saw Marquee at somebody else's place, and they're playing something totally different. They don't have enough.
You're right about that.
You know, inventory to play. They don't for a single channel.
Once the games are over.
Yeah. The rest of what you get is filler.
Yes.
You know what filler is?
Yes. Yeah. You're watching a lot of minor league baseball.
Like plastic peanuts.
Right.
You know?
All right, boys, what's coming up on the show?
So, buy me some peanuts.
I thought the roast was great last night.
Cracker Jacks.
Who, like, I have a poll question.
Did you watch it all?
I watched the first half and not live. It was
I watched the second half.
So we've got you covered.
Yeah, I got you covered.
As a tag team. Because you needed to invest 3 hours in it.
That's a lot.
I watched it till the Bill Belichick time, and then it was after 11 o'clock because, again, I didn't watch it live.
Oh, okay.
I started it once it went. It was done, and I started from the beginning.
Okay.
But we have a lot of questions.
Yes.
Like, how much did he get paid?
Yeah. Why did they do it?
And then which former or current Chicago sports figure would you want roasted?
Mm.
Which would be the most entertaining? I have three options or other. You can call and tell us who you would like to see. 312-332-3776. A lot of Cubs talk today. Jed is meeting the media. How big of a situation is the bullpen right now? Like, is this something they're going to be patient with? Or is this something that he feels like he has to fix immediately? Because their starting rotation is doing something that not a lot of starting rotations in Cubs history have done up until this point. We'll give you some of the numbers.
And they're doing it without Steele, who's just back tonight. It's
back tonight.
Impressive.
So
yeah.
Jesse's going to join us from there. And, you know, a lot of fun today. If you want to talk to us, Caleb Williams at the Cubs game, just leaning into his fame already. And I like to see it.
I'm expecting some Nashville Numbnut sketches, some renditions
we'll
of
do
what
some
that.
Renderings.
Yeah,
we'll
what
get some,
that.
We'll get somebody on
that. That logo is going to look like.
Here's the Numbnuts logo for you. Ooh, what did it do? It's something.
Did you just cut yourself?
No, but there's like something greasy on the counter. I don't know what that is.
Yurko, what were you doing over here?
No, I wasn't doing anything over there. I was over here the whole time.
I'll whip it up. All right, boys. Have a great
this
show.
This is the closest I've been to him.
Waddle and Sylvie get you home next. We'll see you tomorrow.